You are listening to the U Urban Bible Study Weekly Leaders Training Podcast. The U curriculum is especially created by and for urban and multi-ethnic churches. This podcast is designed to help leaders lead a Bible study using Lifeway's U Urban Bible Study resources. Each week, we examine a biblical passage, review some questions teachers may face, and give a practical teaching tip. I'm Dr. Mark Crosston, General Editor of the U Bible Study, and today joining me is our content editor, Dr. Christina Zimmerman. Hello, Christina.
Hey, Mark, it's good to be with you again on yet another study. This Jew study is one that is very dear to my heart because we're doing a 6-session study called Living Life Connected to Christ. And anytime we can get closer to Christ or understand how to grow deeper in our walk, then it would be very beneficial. But that's what this lesson is all about. Specifically, we're going to study the teachings of Jesus that are found in John 13 through 16. You know, this whole session, or this lesson in particular, covers the night before his arrest and crucifixion. And Jesus recognized that life would be different after he was on the cross and resurrected and ascended. But he wanted us to know something very special, and that is that our lives could be fruitful and abundant if we remain connected to him. So this first session in this study is titled A Life of Humble Service. And this one is all about how to serve humbly as Jesus did. He came to earth and became a man. And in so many ways, he lived a life that helped us to understand how to live. He was truly Emmanuel, God with us. And he helped us to understand that we needed to learn to live a life of humility, especially as we serve. So the scripture that we're looking at is John 13, verses 3 through 10, and then verses 14 through 16.
All right, so our point for today is we reflect Christ when we serve others humbly. Wow, that is great. That is so very great. And so the first section of our lesson is verses 3 through 5 of John 13. Leaders are also servants. And so let me read these first verses. Jesus knew that the Father had given everything into his hands, that he had come from God and that he was going back to God. So he got up from the supper, laid aside his outer clothing, took a towel and tied it around himself. Next, he poured water into a basin and began to wash his disciples' feet and to dry them with the towel tied around him. So there we get to see this piece that Jesus serves his disciples, because leaders are also servants. And that is a really important point, because some leaders think that their job is simply to be the boss or the director or to give orders all of that. But Jesus demonstrates this idea of servant leadership, which is so very important for each and every one of us. And so, Christine, I know there's a couple of key words that we get to see in this particular passage in verses 4 and 5. So why don't you talk to us about the key words that are there?
Okay, Mark, the key word is the first one in verse 4 is outer clothing. Now, this one was a long shawl that Jesus covered his head with for prayer and warmth. These were usually made of heavy and uncolored wool. So he actually took his outer clothing and he tied that around his waist, and then wash the disciples' feet. This was the practice of foot washing. And this is in verse 5. It had a long Old Testament tradition. And there are several verses that show where foot washing is seen in the Old Testament. Jesus's performance of this menial task exemplified his authority. And Mark, you know, that's amazing to me that you can look at this in a couple of ways. You can see Jesus's foot washing as either an act of weakness or an act of authority. And we see it as an act of authority because that's the position that he held. The Father had given all things into his hands. And so he was a leader, as you said, a person in authority, yet he did this test, this menial task, and washed the disciples' feet.
Yeah, so most of our churches don't practice on a regular basis this idea of foot washing, but there are some, particularly primitive Baptists, still do a lot of foot washing. Most of our other Baptist churches and other churches don't often practice this, but some do from time to time. And so I've done it as illustrations, but we have never done it like in some churches do it on a regular basis. But it is, a very important task. So because here as the leader to wash one's feet is a very humbling act, right? So the feet were dirty because they walked on those dirt roads with the sandals. And just the idea of one's feet in the culture, the feet were one of those lower parts, less glorified parts of a person. And so in both ways, this is a very humbling act. And so we just need to remember that those who choose to be leaders in the faith, need to follow Jesus' example and understand that leaders are also servants. So let's move on to the second section. The second section says that followers may not understand. Followers may not understand. Let's read verses 6-10. He came to Simon Peter, who asked him, "Lord, are you going to wash my feet?" Jesus answered him, "What I'm doing, you don't realize now, but afterwards you will understand." You will never wash my feet," Peter said. Jesus replied, "If I don't wash you, you have no part with me." Simon Peter said to him, "Lord, not only my feet, but also my hands and my head." "One who was bathed," Jesus told him, "does not need to wash anything except his feet, but he is completely clean. You are clean, but not all of you." And so here we get to see interaction between Jesus and Peter, where Peter really didn't understand exactly what Jesus was doing. And I would say that young leaders often don't understand this issue of servant leadership. Why? Because we live in an American culture, and American culture does not necessarily promote servant leadership. Servant leadership is not part of our military command. It is not typically part of our business and corporate structure. But Jesus implements this idea of servant leadership, cutting across even our culture today. And so there are often going to be times when people don't understand why I should be doing things like this. What do you think, Christina?
Yeah, I agree with that, Mark, that some people find it hard to understand what servant leadership is all about. And, you know, when we do, we're still hesitant to even participate. And I can just imagine what Peter was thinking. You know, here he is with Jesus. He had followed Jesus for 3 years, and Jesus has such authority, and now Jesus is humbly serving and washing his feet. So he just acted like Peter, and he very dramatically said, I can't do this. I won't do this. You know, Jesus is too great for me to allow this to happen. And sometimes, you know, our thinking on this is, I'm too great to do this, and so I won't do this. So we need to understand that Jesus set the example for us to follow, and we need to try to understand what he's trying to teach us here.
All right. So this is a great thing for us to think about, especially in these days and in this time. In the culture we live in, where everybody wants to have their way, everybody wants to get the last say, everybody, you know, wants to be recognized and wants to be honored. And we post stuff on social media. We want people to notice us, and we want followers. Jesus reminds us that people may not understand why you act in the servant way, but servant leadership is what it takes to follow Jesus. And that's why point number three is real important. It says we should follow Jesus's example. We should follow Jesus's example. Let's read those last verses 14 through 16. So if I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example that you also should do just as I have done for you. Truly, I tell you, a servant is not greater than his master, and a messenger is not greater than the one who sent him. So this is great. This is great because if this is the way that Jesus patterned leadership, then anybody who wants to be a leader in the church needs to follow the example of the head of the church, right? He drives that home in verse 16, the servant is not greater than the master. So there's no way we could ever be greater than Jesus. Right. We are not more important than Jesus. We're not stronger than Jesus. We don't have more influence than Jesus. And so if Jesus, who is Son of God, Savior of mankind, and the head of the church, humbled himself and served in this way, then we must, those who are followers of him, really followers of him, should humble themselves and serve in this way also. All right, what are you seeing here, Christina?
And you know, Mark, that was a hard lesson for the disciples to learn. You know, we notice here that none of them were interested in washing each other's feet. You know, they were, if they had, well, you know, and I think they would have washed Jesus's feet, but they were not interested in washing each other's feet. So they needed to learn that lesson as well. And, you know, you mentioned earlier that foot washing, some of these words are tongue twisters, that foot washing is a ceremony. We have to watch out for that as well, that it's not just a ceremony that we are doing, that foot washing needs to be done with the right heart. And it's not just about washing the feet, it's about serving each other humbly and recognizing that you are a superior, not superior because of what you do, but you are superior because of who you are serving and following. And Jesus makes us that way. So foot washing is a humble exercise, and one that we don't have to do literally, but we have to exemplify it in the way that we interact with one another.
All right. So let me just say there's one more important way to look at this text before we leave this text that we should not, go without saying. And that's that this idea of washing one's feet is also about the idea of forgiveness of minor offenses, right? So Jesus comes and Jesus wants to wash Peter's feet. Peter says, oh, no, you're not going to wash my feet. Then look at what Jesus says. He says, look, he says, if I don't wash you, you can't have any part of me. And so Peter says, well, then wash all of me. And then Jesus says, hold it, don't go overboard. He said, you are clean, you are bathed. What he's saying is that, you know, he is saved and washed by the Spirit. But he said, but you don't need everything washed except your feet. And so what he's reminding us of is that even Christians who are saved will get dirt on their lives at times. And we have to be willing to forgive and help people to find cleansing for the little small s sins that we do, because Christ has already cleansed us from the big S sin in all of our lives. All right, so verse number 10 again. One who is bathed, Jesus told him, does not need to wash anything except his feet, but he was completely clean. You are clean, but not all of you. And so there's a great secondary lesson that's in this text about the idea of continual repentance for the minor sins that we do, because God has already forgiven us for the big S sin. And then us as leaders helping others to get over, to get past, to get through, not to condemn, right? Not to condemn people for their daily little S sins, but to help get them cleansed, to wash them from their little S sins that just get the feet dirty, but you are clean through his word.
Amen. Amen.
All right. So this ought to be a great, great discussion. And I think that, when you bring in that extra point, it really reminds us of another reason that a life of humble service is important, right? Because it's humbly that we forgive the sins of others, and humbly we live so that people can forgive the sins that come into our lives as well. So this ought to be a great discussion in a lot of different ways, because there's a lot to see and to dig into in these texts and in this story. So I know that this is going to be a blessing to you all as you go through this study in your Sunday school classes. If you're a Sunday school teacher, I want you to hold on just for a moment, because Christina is going to give us a fantastic 1 minute teaching tip. But I want to remind each of you that you can get your copy of the U Bible study at lifeway.com/U. That's lifeway.com/YOU. It is our cultural forward, our ethnic forward Sunday school and ongoing Bible study material. It comes in paper and digital formats, has a beautiful teacher's guide that comes in the back of the book, and a leader's pack with lots of extra helpful resources as well, and daily devotional pages. It aligns with our Bible Studies for Life student and kids curriculum, so there's something for everybody. And so make sure you get yours. All right, Christina, come on and give us our teaching tip for today.
Okay, our teaching tip for today is an easy one. Identify examples. You know, this session challenges us to reflect Christ by humbly serving others. You know, Christ could have lifted himself up. He had every right to, you know, after all, he was God. He was Emmanuel. He was God with us. But he demonstrated a life of service. You know, it has been said that a picture is worth a thousand words. So see if you can find examples of others or people in your church or somewhere else that may have demonstrated this same type of humility. This is also our object lesson on page 104. You know, think about incorporating this object lesson into the lesson in some place. Think about people in your local church and your community who serve humbly as Jesus did. And use those pictures so that your learners can have a picture and know that this is real and it can be done. Use this during your teaching session.
All right, so this is a great lesson, a great time, and we know you're going to be blessed by this. And so, friend, join us again for another You podcast, because you never know where God will take you.